Step inside the farm and get to know some of the top prospects in the system. Through exclusive interviews, you can listen to our prospects reflect on their season and goals, share stories, and learn a little bit about who they are away from the diamond. Welcome to the Mets Farm Report Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Surier. And today I'm joined by left-handed pitching prospect, David Peterson. David, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
So we're just going to get right into it. The 2019 season, it marked your first full season with one team. How did you find yourself developing as a pitcher throughout your season with the Rumble Ponies?
I felt like this year was a huge year for me in terms of development. I felt like I started off the year, a couple good starts and then a bad start, and it was a little rocky at the beginning, but I think once I really started to dig down and kind of just stick to who I am as a pitcher and keep continuing to do my work every week, saw the success start to come. So it was a big learning year for me and definitely a beneficial one.
You said that you were developing a lot as a pitcher. Did you take any of that into the Arizona Fall League going into it? And did you feel like there was a difference in your stuff at that point?
Yeah, I tried to keep it rolling from the end of the season. I felt like I finished the season strong and just tried to keep that confidence and momentum going as I went out to Arizona and participated in the fall league.
Yeah, and you did put up a career high in strikeouts. You did have those. What do you think kind of worked for you best there, and what contributed to your spike in strikeouts?
I think just the utilization of my pitches, and this year we worked a lot on getting my slider percentage up because it's my biggest swing and miss pitch. So we worked a lot on getting that usage up, along with complementing my fastball, two-seam and four-seam, and then being able to mix in the changeup and curveball when we needed to. I think just being able to have four pitches to throw at a team and keep them off balance was a big reason for the spike in the strikeouts.
Yeah, and you talk about your slider, and scouts talk about your slider so much. How did you manage to develop that pitch? Was it something that you developed it as a professional, or was it a pitch that you've kind of always had a feel for it since you started throwing it?
It's been something that I've always sort of had a feel for. It was a big pitch for me in college, and it just has, it's continued to be a really solid pitch for me to get swing and misses, both lefties and righties.
Yeah, for sure. And you talk about college, you went to Oregon, but before that you did get drafted out of high school, and then but you decided to pass up on that opportunity and signing as a professional there. You went to Oregon for 3 years. How did that help you, and kind of what experiences did you face there that helped you as a professional?
Well, I think just the level of competition that was in the pack, it was very pitching dominant, and I felt like there was a reason for that. Just being able to face those teams, and I think coming out of my junior year having the success that I did, it kind of just gave me that boost of confidence to when I came into pro ball. And then obviously just since I've gotten in the system, really working on developing my pitches and polishing my stuff, along with working with all the coaches on what it's going to take to get to the big leagues.
Yeah, for sure. And you talk about getting to the big leagues. We've been hearing your name a lot the last couple of months about maybe you being an early contributor to the team in 2020. Is it something that you kind of don't want to think about too much, or kind of what's your mindset going into it this offseason and going into next spring training?
Yeah, I mean, my goal is to be in the big leagues, and my goal is to break with the team. If that happens, then that happens. If it's later on during the year, then the biggest thing for me is what I can control is coming into spring training ready to fight for a job and make it really tough on the front office to make a decision. So that's kind of what I'm focused on. I'm not going to put added pressure on myself and say I need to do this or I need to do that. But my goal is to be in the big leagues, and so I'm going to prepare and get myself as ready as I can be for spring training and go out there and try and win a job.
Yeah, for sure. Most definitely. And I know you got married recently, so I just wanted to say congratulations on that end.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So what do you think is what's more pressure packed for you? Was it that day that you were getting married, or was it like your first college start or your first professional start? Where'd you have the most pressure?
I think it was a little different. The emotions of both of those situations are a little different. So I can't really say one or the other. I think there's, in both situations, there's a level of excitement that comes with nerves. But I think in both situations, once things started to get rolling, kind of like before your first start or a big start, you can get those nerves and get excited. But once the day starts to go, it was just really fun and everything went well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So how's this off season any different now as a married man for you?
I mean, not much changes. I'm just getting prepared for spring training, and my wife obviously has her job, and so there's not a whole lot in the everyday life that changes for us. But yeah, like I said, I'm focused on my off-season training and being able to come in February and show the coaches in the front office what I've got.
Yeah, definitely. And now we can kind of transition away from like the more serious baseball talk, a question for you. If you could face any big league hitter in the game right now, who would it be and why?
I don't know. I don't know that there's one. I think I kind of look forward, and as a rookie, being a pitcher, that all the teams that we play throughout the year and all the different teams that you get to start against, you get to face guys that maybe as you're growing up or even as you're coming through the minor leagues, you watch big league games and you watch the Mets pitchers face these lineups, and then you kind of are now at that point where you're the one on the mound facing that lineup. So it's kind of, I think that would be the coolest thing is seeing. I don't know that there's one hitter that I want to face, but being able to face all these different lineups and how you go about it and how you approach each lineup differently, I think is a challenge that kind of excites me and one that I'd want to embrace.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And we know you've obviously probably been playing baseball for a really long time. Did you have any influences, whether it was family members or even players that you saw that were kind of got some inspiration from them? Like that's how you kind of wanted to be when you grew up.
Yeah, when I was younger in life, I always looked up at Derek Jeter and the way that he played and just the consistency to his game. You always knew what you were going to get. Very even keeled. And I think that's one reason he had so much success is just, and why he was the captain of the Yankees.
Yeah.
Just the consistency. Like, I feel like everyone could see it. You knew exactly what you're getting out of him when he showed up to the ballpark every day. So that's a guy that I look up to. And then as I've gotten more serious in my baseball career, playing Division I, and then obviously coming into pro ball, there's not really one person that I watch, but I try and watch whoever's at the top of the game, whoever's having the most success, whether it's a lefty or a righty. What do they do? How do they game plan? How do they attack certain hitters, right on right, left on left, and kind of how they use their best pitcher, the best two pitches, along with the other two pitches that they might have, or things like that are kind of what I look at.
Okay, I got you on that one. So, two more questions. First, we obviously hear a bunch of stories about these minor, like the minor league traveling and the living situations with four or five roommates and all that type of stuff. Do you have any interesting stories at all and kind of like any funny stories that you've kind of encountered throughout your time?
I mean, there's definitely been stories. There's always, every year there's a house that has way more guys than there are bedrooms, and especially when guys go down and they keep players of the teams and you have to add someone to the roster, there's never enough room. So I think we had I want to say it was a 6-bedroom house this year in Binghamton. And at one point we had 8 or 9 guys in there.
Wow.
So yeah, it just, I mean, there, it's the hard part is when you're, if you're a guy that's going up and down or you kind of have that movement throughout the roster and the bedrooms start to become a revolving door in houses. So yeah, that was one of the things this year that we had going on.
Gotcha. And the last question for you, if there's one thing that you want Mets fans to know about you as a pitcher, as a person, what is it?
I think the biggest thing is just my desire to win and the competitor that I am, whether I'm feeling good or bad or whatever. Physically, it's for me, it's always whatever I have in me, go out there and give the team the best chance to win. And that's just, I think that's the competitive spirit that I have and hate losing and love winning. And I think there's a bright future. I think we saw a lot of it at Citi Field this year with the guys that came up and the guys that made an impact in the lineup. And I think there's more to come. I think there's guys in the minor leagues that are going to be a beneficial part to the big league roster at some point in the near future. And so I think that's the biggest thing for me is I just want them to know that I'm a competitor, and when I go out there, I'm going to give it everything that I have that day.
Well, there it is. David, thank you for your time today. We appreciate you. Best of luck going forward, and we hope to see you up here soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Be sure to join us next time on the Mets Farm Report podcast.